Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
99.9 KSW, the Rock of Seattle. The show is Metal Shop. I'm talking to Will, who plays guitar for the band Gridiron, a band I've been a fan of for quite some time. I definitely something a little bit different in my metal and hardcore discography, especially if you hear some of the, you know, death metal or punk and other albums that I have usually in my top. When I have albums like the Gridiron LPs or the Bayway LPs, it's usually something where people are like, huh, that's a curveball in your list. And I just... I can't help but love music that is just fun. Like it's fun. It gets people moving, and it's just the lyrics are one of a kind for Gridiron. So Will, how are you doing? You guys just put out what I would say is a kind of a surprise LP. Lights Out, a follow-up to your record from last year, and you guys are about to go to Europe. So what's going on? How are you going?
Well, thanks for having me on, Trevor. Really appreciate you taking time to get me on here. Things have been good, man. Just been super busy getting ready here as we head over to Europe next week. We start in Poland, and we're playing a bunch of shows with Malevolence. We're doing some kind of club shows in between all of the metal fests we're doing. I've never done this like metal festival circuit, so I'm pretty nervous, but I've talked to a bunch of peers and they're like, you got this, it's gonna be fine. So I'm excited. Lights Out was kind of a surprise drop. We recorded that back in November at Will Yip's new studio in Philly with Josh Wilbur, who is just a world-renowned producer, and it was our first time really working with a producer. It was fun. I mean, we went in with basically 1.5 tracks and kind of fleshed it out in the studio, which was cool. We had never done that before. We usually come in like fully ready to go, and there's not a lot of like tweaking happening in the studio. And we wanted to release this right before we went to Europe, because we just back in the spring went to Europe and UK and did a little headline run, which was awesome. The shows were amazing. It was super fun. We wanted to make sure we had some new music out before we went back out there for this metal festival circuit. So really happy with how the songs turned out. One of them is you know, maybe going in the direction of what I want Gridiron to go, and the other one is just like your classic kind of super heavy Gridiron track that is kind of our bread and butter. And then having the two remixes, one of them being from Jamie and Shade from Nowhere to Run on Tombstone, and then Owen Jackson doing Army of None. We're just like, when I listen to those, I'm like, oh, these aren't like skips. Sometimes when you have remixes, it's like, why am I listening to this? But they have this, I don't know, they have this like action movie Matrix kind of feel to them, which I really like, and we're going to sprinkle them within the set, which is cool. So I'm super stoked how it all came out. Yeah, I mean, that's the cool thing about Gridiron is like we all are in other bands and other projects too. So with Gridiron, it's kind of like there's no rules. We can just kind of do whatever we want because it's like, all right, cool. We have, you know, myself and Never Ending Game, or we have Scarab, or all the other projects people have to maybe say more like in the lane of what hardcore is. And this one's like, Gridiron's always going to have hardcore roots, but we're kind of pulling from different places. I mean, when we started it, the whole goal for me was to do Cannibal Corpse and Morbid Angel if they wore fitted hats. Like, that was the goal, was just super crazy metal riffs with rapping. And we love, obviously, like E-Town Concrete and those bands that kind of led the way of that in the hardcore world. And so just kind of taking our own spin on it and just kind of doing what felt right.
I definitely, because you hear, like, you know, in The Trench or any of those songs that like start off with like those super fast metal beats and then go into you know Iron Sharpens Iron, you're on the bench or something like my favorite lyric of 2025 was your employee of the month at the bitch store. It's by far one of the best. When I showed people the record of last year, if I'm in the car, that's the first thing I would go to, that specific song, just because I was like, I don't think people are really absorbing this one. Because somebody talked about it before. I heard a podcast talk about it before I listened to the record, and then when I listened, like, that does sound like it. Gridiron was like, oh my god, I love that. I absolutely love that. I know there's a handful of other lyrics of with 25/8, and then you guys going further with 26/9, and
it's all about having fun. It's like, I think Carl is a mastermind lyricist, and he just thinks of these things on the spot and just throws them in a notes app, or like we'll just be riffing in the van and he's like, I gotta write that down. That's like our bit, is like, write that down when something's so dumb that it's like it has to happen. But I like that, you know, in Mascot musically there's just like a Marauder Slayer riff happening, and then Carl's doing that on top of it. It's like having the two ends of the spectrum of like, these things should not go together, but they somehow work. Like, that's my favorite part of writing with Gridiron. Yeah, I mean, I think for us, we're coming from a super metal perspective, and musically, I don't ever want to have a record sound exactly the same, like from track to track, and so maybe I'm pulling from a lot of different wells, but it's definitely more metal focus in like the riffing, the drums. It's like, but trying to have the hardcore swag of the drums. So it's like a scale. It's just like trying to find the right balance of everything, and I think we do a pretty good job, and I'm proud of what we've been able to do so far.
And you talked about kind of a direction, like with Lights Out, and I've heard it a little bit in the previous record as well, just kind of having some more, like, I would say, not, you still have heavy, but some, you know, like some bounciness to what like people would normally see as like, okay, that's what kind of goes with I don't want to say, for lack of a better word, Limp Bizkit-y type.
When I talk to just strangers or whoever, and someone asks about what I do, and I bring up Gridiron, like, that's the easiest comparison. I mean, to the untrained ear, it's like, yeah, those are the same things. And I think for me, I'm at the point with Gridiron where, like, yes, I love seeing spin kicks and crazy stuff, but I like it better when everyone's packed in and everyone's hands are up or everyone's jumping, like Biohazard Dynamo style. Yeah. That's what I want with Gridiron, and that's kind of where I think the direction we're going is having those tracks that can be played at like these festivals. That's why I'm so curious to see kind of what the reaction is at some of these festivals, of just like kind of sprinkling in those songs where everybody can just, it's like, all right, no one's moshing or this one, everyone just come up and jump around. And I'm curious to see how people take that.
Listen,
exactly, just jump around, just have
listen to these tracks.
Right, exactly. That's kind of what we're going for. And like I mentioned before, even with Lennon, you know, he sings in Face of Pain and plays bass in Gridiron, and it's like, yeah, we have all these different avenues where we can do the things that we like. And I think we all listen to a variety of different music, and it's cool, like, okay, cool, like we do this thing with Gridiron and like everyone jumps around, but they're not going to do that for the next band or whatever it is, and just adds variety. And for me, it's fun to play a set where it's not so everyone getting killed, you know.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
No, it's cool. And like, this is the first time you're like, I guess I don't think about that mindset of like your first time doing like a festival circuit, because you've been in a lot of bands I've really loved, but like also like I know some of those bands are like, they'll play fests, they'll play hardcore fests. I absolutely love, because you were in Detain, correct?
That is correct.
I loved
Oh, thank you.
I remember breaking in a fresh pair of Tim's at the Tacoma show.
Yeah, that was like 2016 or 17.
2017. Yeah. I don't remember the full. I don't remember the full tour. It was
Hands of God, Vomitara, Dead Heat, and Us.
Dude, such a dude. Yeah, I think one of the newer Hands of God records came out at that
time. That was an awesome tour. We did like 4 dates. It was like kind of Seattle down to LA, and then we left from LA. But that was awesome. Made some lifelong friends on that one. And Detain is kind of where I learned how to write, learned how to book shows, learned how to talk to people. Like, I learned everything with Detain. So shout out the boys. I'm still best friends with all those guys, and we still talk every single day. So a lot of good memories with Detain, for sure.
If I talk about the 2010s and some of the records from then, some hidden gems and some things if I showed people that got in maybe right after, it would be stuff like the Capital Punishment, some of the Bind records. There's a handful of those records that like they popped off, and just it was a time where there was a flux in a lot of hardcore and metal scenes.
Totally.
And you guys were still out there doing it for the people, going out to playing, I think was like a Thursday night in Tacoma, to like
Oh, yeah.
50, 60 people, which was like at the time, oh, that's really good. Yeah. I see a couple people that I don't know. I was like, this is a good show. I don't know us everyone in the room.
That's so awesome.
So it looks like there's a couple people from another town.
Right.
That's sick.
That's the thing with like people who are just getting into this now. I'm like, there were some dark ages for sure. And like, they were great times. I have super fond memories, but now every show is like this huge spectacle, which is amazing. I'm not complaining by any stretch, but there's times like, man, I kind of miss that Wednesday show with like 30 paid and it's everybody you know in the room. But yeah, I wonder with Detain if that came out today. Like, I don't know. It seems like that style of brutal stuff is the most popping right now. And we were in a time where kind of demo core was like the main thing. And we didn't fit on a lot of shows. So I don't know. Sometimes I think about that. I'm like, if we had started now, would it have popped? Not that it didn't pop. We had awesome reactions, played FYA, Sound of Fury. I mean, we did all the things. And I'm super blessed we were able to do that. But sometimes I wonder, I'm like, I wonder if this came out today, what the reaction would be.
I'm still working. A diet goal for me right now is to fit into your guys' urban discipline.
That I got back then.
So
me too, brother. I got the rack of shirts where I'm like, one day, these are, I call them goal shirts. I'm like, I'm gonna fit back into this one day.
Kind of finish it up. I'm going a little bit backwards because I pulled some stuff from some of the early Gridiron and Detain questions of some stuff I saw earlier of just always talking about like, you know, what got you into what you're doing today, and one of the answers was simply School of Rock and movie Rockstar.
Yes, those are literally the two. I would say School of Rock, I saw it and I was like, oh, this is awesome. I already love, like, I grew up on classic rock. My dad has worked for radio stations his whole life. He has his own radio station here in Grand Haven, Michigan now, 103.5 WAWL. So I grew up around radio, and my dad was always bringing home CDs and just playing me random mixes. The School of Rock and the Rockstar soundtrack my mom had, and that had Lick It Up by Kiss on it, which is like all-time track for me because it just hit me at an age where I'm like, yeah, this is the greatest song ever. So I think all of those, and then Guitar Hero, dude. Like, I'm 31, but I got Guitar Hero before I played guitar. So I got Guitar Hero for like Christmas or something, and I'm like, well, I think I can just do this. It'd be way more fun if I was just actually playing the songs. So then I got into actual guitar, and then from there, you know, you just keep learning new songs, and I had like guitar lessons, but I would go in and like just ask him, my guitar teacher, to write me tabs, which is so funny in like a 2026 lens, but it just wasn't as prevalent then. I was like, I want to learn how to play Strutter by Kiss. And he'd be like, oh, this is probably the easiest money I'm ever going to make because I'm not actually teaching you theory or anything. I'm just writing Kiss tabs and you're learning them. I'm just classic rock and then getting into the heavier stuff. You're always just like trying to find the heaviest thing. And then eventually I heard Terror, Trapped Under Ice, Cruel Hand from a friend in high school. And I was like, yep, this is just going to be what I do forever now. So I think it's like keeping that mindset of those bands that I grew up listening to in the hardcore sphere, but then also pulling from the death metal, classic rock of the, you know, 70s through the 90s. I think that's kind of my MO when it comes to writing. But yeah, that's kind of the origin story.
Shout out to Jack Black and Steel Dragon.
Yeah, that's right. What was the band he was in at School of Rock? No Vacancy? Was that
was that what it was with like the picture where they're going like,
yes.
God, I haven't watched actual School of Rock. I used to watch, it used to be School of Rock and Rockstar used to be like all like just on rotation on TV like all the time.
So I gotta give them another watch. Those are two classics right there.
It was Mark Wahlberg and Steel Dragon, just
all time.
So we're talking to Will from Gridiron. They have a new EP titled Lights Out. Just came out. Got to get these festivals out of the way first.
Yeah. Well, we have the run here in Europe, and then I'm back in July, and then we're hitting the ground running, writing for the next record. So I wouldn't be shocked if we do another little single or something. I mean, for us, I want to just stay relevant and just like pump out tracks and keep new music coming. It's just fun to do that. For me, I would much rather be in the studio than on the road. Like, I love recording. It's the best part of being in a band, is like having this idea that you talk about and then getting in the studio and then hearing that rough mix and then hearing that mix and then the master. It's like, there's no better feeling in the world than going to the studio and like creating something out of nothing. So we're going to keep writing. We're going to definitely probably try and have another record out by next year or something. So we're going to keep it pushing.
Hell yeah. Will, thank you so much. And yeah, hope to see Gridiron. I love Gridiron every time they get to make it to Seattle. When every time you guys have played Just Another Gig, just absolutely just they're just fun. They're fun shows every single time. So thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, and keep an eye out for the fall. I think we may be rolling through the Pacific Northwest. So nothing announced yet, but I think it's on the radar. So shout out Just Another Gig. Shout out Rainfest. You know, there's some legendary stuff going on out there. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. 99.9 KSW, the Rock of Seattle. The show is Metal Shop. Thank you, Will.
Thank you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like...
You with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.